I'm Kate Remington, and I'm talking with Marja Martin. She's the founder and the artistic director of the Bridgehampton Chamber Music Festival. And Marja, it's wonderful to have a chance to catch up with you again and hear about this year's festival.
Thanks, Kate. It's great to talk again.
You know, one of the wonderful things about this program is, well, first of all, you have really packed a lot into the 4 weeks of the festival, but also there's music by a living composer on just about every concert.
Yes, that is something that I feel very strongly about, and it's something that we did from day one, and I feel that the audience has grown with us, and instead of my bringing in contemporary composers and people staying away, they've just sort of grown up with the fact that I always have something that may push them a little bit. But the nice thing is, at this stage, the audience, our very loyal audience, I think has come to trust me, and we don't really get any pushback. And that's wonderful, because I so believe in American music, and I believe in the creativity and what's going on with the composers today. We are so lucky with all the music that's being written.
Well, and I second that, definitely. And I think it's a completely different experience to be in the audience and hear a premiere of a work or a work that's been written in just the last couple of years, because you really feel like you're part of something living and alive, rather than just being handed a work that's 200 years old and everybody knows it. And there's nothing wrong with that, but there really is something very exciting about being able to hear a brand new piece.
And especially when we have the composer with us, which mm-hmm. we do in most of these situations. But, you know, it's funny putting a piece of music in a place and time, because when you go back, and I actually very much believe in this, that one can tell the audience about the premiere, for example, of the Mendelssohn Octet, that it was played in a green room, and that people had to, it was 11 o'clock in the morning, and people had to travel 2 hours by horse and buggy to get there. But once the doors are closed and you shut your eyes, you could be transported back to that world premiere, just as they are listening to a world premiere today. So I love to try and get the audience to get out of present life and imagine the world premiere, whether it was in 1850 or 2014.
Well, one of the surprises that you've got lined up for this festival is a reconstruction of Brahms' original chamber version of the First Serenade. So in a way, that is going to be a new experience for the audience as well.
It is. It's not played much. And the wonderful story is that Brahms wrote this originally and showed it to Clara Schumann, who thought it was not a good piece of music. And he was scared off by that, and subsequently made it into an orchestral version. And then a fellow called Alan Busted found the original score and reconstructed. It wasn't absolutely complete, and reconstructed it. So this is the first time I've played it, and first time for most of the people coming to the festival. Certainly first time for our audience. So it's very exciting to be able to think of actually a premiere from a whole different century.
Absolutely. And another of the really interesting programs that you've got for this season is a Baroque and early music program. And I think what's so interesting about it is there is so much diversity just within that little microcosm of music history. It's really a wonderful variety of music.
It is. And the fun thing about this program is we have actually another couple of pieces that are actually from the Renaissance time. So we're going to play them with drums and percussion, which they were done at that time. And they almost sound as if they're contemporary. It's almost as if you could go to a bar and hear music of the people being played. And so it's fun to see music from the 13th century, 15th, 16th, 17th, all make this transition. And of course, it's all very virtuosic and very uplifting. So it's a fun program.
And some of those early music pieces, I especially love music from the Middle Ages and the Renaissance, and some of them, the melodies just sound so contemporary, it's like the centuries just disappear.
Yeah, exactly.
And speaking of bars, you've got a really interesting concert with Brooklyn Rider, this really wonderful, very energetic ensemble. They'll be presenting a cabaret concert, which is kind of a different way of experiencing music, too.
Yes, we're doing something completely new for us this year. Brooklyn Rider has performed with us for many seasons now, but we're doing two concerts with them, one at our normal performance venue, which is a Bridgehampton Presbyterian Church, and that's it's a one-hour concert, 6:30 to 7:30. But then we've partnered up with the Parish Museum in Southampton, actually Watermill, and we're going to do what we call late night at the parish. So this is actually a 9 o'clock concert, and it will be cabaret-style tables, and we're going to serve wine. So this is new for us, and we're trying something, but the group is, as you say, so energetic, and it transcends age groups. The way they play the music transcends centuries of composers, and this should be a lot of fun.
Well, I think it's a great way to kind of, present music in a new way rather than a traditional formal concert setting, because it's so nice to be able to have a more relaxed setting for something like this. So it seems like it should be a really fun evening. And circling back to music from contemporary composers, so it's really exciting for me about the festival, is the commission that she'll be playing from Howard Shore, the composer of the soundtrack for the Lord of the Rings films.
Mm-hmm. So this actually came about 4 or 5 years ago. It was in the planning, and it's a joint commission with the La Jolla Chamber Music Festival. In the meantime, The Hobbit came along, and Howard Shore had a lot more music writing to do. So this is a much-awaited premiere, and it's a song cycle for mezzo-soprano and five instruments. And the wonderful thing, not only the fact that we have Howard Shore, is the concept of being part of the birth of a work, and then you get the music, you study it, and then that first rehearsal where you hear it all come together is, for the performer, wonderful, but I can't imagine what it's like for the composer. And of course, Howard Shore will be with us for the rehearsals, the concert, and then we're recording the piece the day after the concert. So it's a very exciting commission.
Wow, that is a huge deal. And I think it really illustrates that there are fewer and fewer kind of boundaries and pigeonholes for music. I mean, Howard Shore clearly is a very gifted composer, and for his scores for the Lord of the Rings films, he relied a lot on thematic material, and he's writing a work for you too. So it's like there's almost no boundaries anymore for composers, which I think is great.
You're right. Absolutely right.
You know, I was going to ask you what you're looking forward to the most for this season, but I'm sure it's a really tough choice. So
it's funny because often people ask me this, and when I'm working on the programs, if I'm working on a particular program, that's the program I'm in love with at the moment. So each of these programs, 11 in total, I am in love with. So it's very hard for me to pinpoint one. There are different venues we play in, which are always fun because they have different audiences. The free outdoor concert, which opens the festival, which attracts about 1,000 people, is always fun for me because I love to see people there relating and loving music. So that's always a high for me. The church concerts are more intimate, and the repertoire is slightly more different. And when you have commissions, and for example, we're doing an old commission of ours by Ned Roram, who turned 90 this past year, that's also a high. As you mentioned, the Brahms, to have this newly constructed piece is going to be wonderful. And then we do a concert in the Channing Sculpture Garden, which is just physically a very, very beautiful space. And that's where the Renaissance Baroque extravaganza will be. So it is hard to separate them out, but I'm looking forward to the whole season.
Oh, it sounds like it's absolutely going to be magical. And Maria, I appreciate you taking the time to talk with us and give us a little taste of what's ahead. So thanks so much.
Thank you, Kate. It's always good to talk, and thanks for having me on the station.